Exercise 2, page 54.
The worst place to take a walk. On August the 9th, 2010, Englishman Ed Stafford became the first man in history to walk the entire length of the Amazon River. To be exact, he walked 4,000 miles in 28 months. But this brave explorer faced some terrifying hazards along the way. The source of the Amazon River is high in the Andes Mountains. At first, it's a gentle trickle, but then it gathers speed and widens, eventually rushing into the Atlantic Ocean at 58 million gallons a second. The Amazon runs through the world's largest jungle, which is home to a tenth of the world's animal and plant species. It is also one of the planet's most dangerous and hostile habitats. European explorers sailed it in the 16th century, but no one was brave enough to walk it. The dangers there are enough to put anybody off. Floods, giant anacondas, jaguars, electric eels, drug smugglers, malaria, hostile tribes, and sharp-toothed caiman crocodiles. So why did Ed want to walk there? Firstly, Ed wanted to prove that this walk was possible, simply because everyone said it couldn't be done. But his true inspiration was something even more important: the rainforest itself. Ed, who was a former army captain, used to lead jungle expeditions for a living, and saw how deforestation was destroying huge sections of rainforest. He desperately wanted to raise public awareness about the issue and knew that if he went on an adventure like this, it would grab people's attention. So, on April 2nd, 2008, Ed set off from the jungle of Peru. From the start, he kept a video blog so viewers could follow his progress online. Ed recorded his many hair-raising moments, the bites and stings he suffered, encounters with angry locals, and his unforgettable meeting with a deadly pit viper. The snake, ready to strike, backed off at the last moment. Lucky for Ed. Ed faced endless challenges. After his GPS failed, he had to use a compass and a 60-year-old map to find his way. When he approached a village for supplies, he realized the village was no longer there, so for a while he had to survive on piranha and turtles. He constantly struggled to stay healthy. One time, a swarm of wasps attacked him and stung him over 30 times. Another time, he had to inject himself with antibiotics for 3 weeks to stop a face-eating bug he caught. Relationships weren't always easy either. Only 3 months into his journey, Ed and his walking partner argued over an iPod, and his partner returned to the UK. But then, a Peruvian forest worker, Gadiel Cho Sanchez, offered to join Ed for a few days. He ended up staying with him for 2 years. One day, 5 canoes filled with an Amerindian tribe approached the pair. Some had their bows drawn, others even had shotguns. They were furious to find foreigners in their territory. Eventually, the chief let them go, but only if he could go with them. He became their guide for the next 47 days. The list of difficulties goes on and on. Crossing under or over fallen trees, wading through mud, and walking through razor-sharp grass made progress painfully slow, but Ed never considered giving up. He was determined to finish what he started. Finally, after 860 days and 50,000 mosquito bites, Ed reached his final destination, the Atlantic coast of Brazil. But the last part of his journey was also the hardest. In the last week, he collapsed with exhaustion, got an agonizing rash all over his body, and then a fierce 6-mile-wide river nearly swept him out to sea. But somehow, Ed finally made it. He is so happy that his achievement succeeded in raising lots of money and drawing attention to the many threats to the Amazon rainforest, the spectacular lungs of the planet, and a natural wonder we must conserve at all costs.